Hi, Chris.
Hi, Liam.
Thanks for being with us today.
Sure.
Now, the legislative session that's about to start on Monday is called the short session. Can you explain what that means and what that's about?
Well, lawmakers can meet for up to 35 days. There is a way to extend it, but it's highly unlikely that they would. It takes a two-thirds vote in both chambers. So we're looking at about 5 weeks. During the odd-numbered calendar years, they meet for about 5 months, and that's when they do the bulk of the lawmaking. This is sort of a relatively new thing. This will be the third of these short sessions that they've had since voters approved it through a referendum a few years ago. And the idea, generally speaking, is for lawmakers to come in and update laws, maybe make a few technical fixes, update the budget, and just take care of some other pressing matters that come to their attention and can't wait for a full-length session.
So this isn't the session where lawmakers would typically bring up major new initiatives.
Yes, except that, of course, lawmakers always do bring up major new initiatives. That's somewhat in the eye of the beholder. Republicans this year particularly are accusing Democrats of attempting to push through major policy initiatives in such a short session. In some cases, such as the minimum wage, it seems like a major policy proposal to get through in a short time. But as Democrats point out, the minimum wage was discussed during the long session last year, so it's not exactly a new concept, but they are trying to get that bill through in a relatively short time.
So what are some of the initiatives we can expect to see come up during this short session?
There are quite a few, but I think what's going to get the largest amount of attention is, as I said, the minimum wage. That proposal came from the governor a few weeks ago, and basically it would raise the minimum wage over the next 6 years. It would be a different level for the Portland metro area than from the rest of the state. This is, number one, something that some activists have been pushing for a number of years now. But number two, it comes in the face of two separate potential initiative petitions that are being circulated right now and could go on the ballot this fall. So the justification that the governor and a lot of Democrats are using is that if the legislature acts, it would head off these potential ballot measures and phase in the minimum wage increase over a longer period of time. There are some other major policy initiatives related to clean energy. The amount of energy that the state gets from renewable resources as opposed to coal and specifically electric power. Again, that's something that's being done in the face of a potential ballot measure. So these ideas are out there, and they're trying to do the work at the legislative level where they can make amendments and have hearings and so forth, which isn't specifically available to a ballot measure.
So do you see this being a kind of a standard short session where they're dealing primarily with housekeeping and picking up the loose pieces, or do you see maybe the possibility of something more major and perhaps thematic emerging by the end?
I think that we'll see a very deeply divided legislature over the course of the five-week session. I think Republicans are really going to use this as and say that this is Democratic overreach. It's single-party power, and this is what happens. They're going to say that voters, when they approve the ballot measure that established annual sessions, didn't have something like this in mind, with hundreds of bills being considered potentially by the legislature. They won't all pass, of course. I think that's what we'll hear over and over again during the legislative session. Will there be some sort of no-brainer, logical, technical fixes that make it through? Most definitely, those don't tend to be covered a lot in the press because technical fixes are by and large not very interesting unless you're deeply involved in the issue. But I think the theme will be, is this an overreach of majority Democrats, or is this a case of annual sessions are needed because it allows them to get through additional policy?
Well, Chris, thanks for talking to us today.
You're welcome.